Chapter 3.
The old woman's wanting a word with you.
Galen frowned at Tommy's announcement and glanced back toward the wagon following them. It had been 3 days since they had taken the McGregor's bride-to-be, and still they were not yet home. They had travelled far more slowly than normal to avoid jostling the women about. They had also stopped often to tend their wounds. In fact, they had stopped a mere half hour back for that purpose. Galen had hoped it would be the last stop. They were a mere 20 minutes from the coast and the ship that would take them to their island home. Certainly, once he had her at his keep, the girl would mend. She had been out of her mind with fever for most of the trip. Galen had tended to her needs himself during that time, listening to her moans and feverish babblings as he did. Most of that time, she had seemed to think he was her brother Johnny, and she was reliving a memory. In the last 3 days, she had swum in the river with him, bested her brother at a game of chess, and run a race with him on a horseback, all without even regaining consciousness. Galen found himself charmed by her wit and spirit, as had most of his men, all of whom seemed to spend an extraordinary amount of time around the wagon watching over their would-be mistress. He had overheard enough of their conversations to know that while they admired the fire and courage she had shown, they were also beginning to fash over her well-being like a bunch of old women. It was a distressing tendency he himself was not immune to. For instance, this very minute he was fretting. Her fevers had been up and down for the last 3 days, and more than they were down. That was why Galen was relieved to note that they were so close to home. He had told the old witch that as well. He felt his heart speed up. If Morag wished to see him now, it could only mean that her charge was worse. One glance down at Kyla when he reined in beside the cart was enough to tell him that he had been right.
"'Tis the fever," Morag told him unnecessarily. "She looks like she's fair freezing," Angus muttered, as he and the other men converged on the wagon. "Should you no cover her up better?"
"Nay, we needs must cool her down, not warm her more, and right away, else I fear if she lives she won't be quite right in the head."
As the men began to mutter in dismay, she added...